It's the 13th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. Three teenage male suspects were charged on Saturday in the murder of a 17-year-old Bedford Academy student. Thomas Taylor was fatally stabbed close to Bedford bus station last Wednesday evening. Two unnamed boys, aged 16 and 17, and 18-year-old Ahmed Adam were arrested on Friday. Over the weekend, three additional arrests were made, another unnamed 16-year-old boy and two other 18-year-old males, one of which has since posted bail. Richard Stott, a detective inspector with the Bedfordshire, Cambridgeshire and Hertfordshire Major Crime Unit, said, "We understand this was a shocking incident and we would like to reassure our local community that we are working tirelessly on this case." The three that have been charged with the murder are due to appear on Monday at Luton Magistrates Court. Bedfordshire is eighth in the country when it comes to knife crime, according to data pulled from the Office of National Statistics for the period between July 2023 and June 2024. Bedfordshire Police Superintendent Alex House commented that tackling knife crime requires collective responsibility and a multi-agency approach. A new push by more than 630 Labour MPs to curb the degraded service quality provided by property management leasehold agencies is being led by MP Alistair Strathern. Mr Strathern, who is now the MP for the New Hitching constituency, encompassing areas including Arlesey, Shefford and Henlow, met with the UK's largest leasehold management company, First Port Group. Constituent testimonials regarding the quality of service they received were read during the meeting and were largely negative. A First Port spokesperson said, "We are committed to working with the MPs on a longer term basis to improve services." Lieutenant Vance C. Harney, an American World War II pilot responsible for 21 combat operations but whose plane crashed near Biggleswade in 1945, will receive recognition. This upcoming Thursday, a short memorial ceremony will be followed by a plaque being unveiled on the Eagle Farm Road. The service will begin at 1:45 and will honour the 80th anniversary of his sacrifice during the war. That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.